Colonel Hutchison, Reel 16. We're talking about the training that you did in the summer camps with the Reform 5 and 4 for Yemeni from 1948 onwards, if you'd like to continue. What about these summer camps? What were you doing at them, at Omar and the other place?
Well, we were doing troop training, I suppose, to the extent that the amount of equipment we had permitted that. Otherwise, general training. But it was quite a successful camp there. Incidentally, having been in Northern Ireland for a year after Dunkirk, I became more aware of hostility from nationalists during that camp, in a way that I had not been aware of hostility during the war years. And I remember going into a pub somewhere on the Spirin Mountains on some little exercise we were on, which was clearly nationalist in its sympathies, and who was were quite unfriendly to us, not welcoming it a bit. But it was, having said that, the camp was quite a success, I think.
I mean, did people actually threaten you?
No. Not that well.
And how was Sir John Gilmore doing? He was the colonel. I mean, how was he as colonel?
Oh, was he as a colonel? Oh, fine. I mean, he was quite fit by then. In fact, although wounded in April 45, he was sufficiently fit to stand the Parliament at the general election, which was in June. He wasn't successful, but he stood for some Scottish constituency.
And how did you get on with him, as well as ever?
Oh, yes.
And were you his second in command at this stage?
Yes.
And what about your own period as colonel? You took over after how many years? 2 years?
The normal period of service was 3 years. And so I took over until 50-51. I remember the first camp when I commanded. We went down to a camp in North Cornwall on the coast. I don't remember the name, I've forgotten it now. But it was the height of the Korean War. And so the government, or the war office, or whoever, called up a reservist to the extent that we were up to full strength down in this camp, just for the camp. And these people had all served recently in the army. A lot of them, the ex-wife and pauper, younger people who discharged, who were called up.
This was the Zed reservists.
And we were up to strength. And furthermore, there were plenty of equipment down there, because I think all the territorial armoured car regiments went down to this this particular camp in North Cornwall, near New Quay. For their summer camp that year, so we just left the equipment behind for the next people that came on after us. But it's quite a successful camp, I think. We had marvellous weather, lovely weather. I suppose it would have been 51. I remember whilst we were there, a charming man who was GOC Scottish Command General McMillan, very popular figure of the army in Iceland, came down to visit us whilst we were there, and he said to me, Tommy Hutchison, if we really got into trouble over this business in Korea and you had to be mobilised, how long do you reckon it would take you before you would be fit for active service, you see? And so I thought for a bit. I said, well, you know, with these people we've got by that had recent experience in the army, they were pretty highly trained, and although they haven't got the nature, they had the opportunity of doing that, I didn't think that would take too long. As I said, assuming the equipment was available, so that they could be equipped, I don't think it would take necessarily much more than a month or two. And he said, yes, that's what I thought you would say. But happily, it wasn't necessary.
Were you keen for a return to active service? Or
not at all.
How did the rest of your time go as colonel? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I had an unfortunate last camp. On the second camp, we were down in southwest of Scotland somewhere, near our home. And then the last camp, we went down to a place near Weymouth. Again, a sort of army camp. And anyway, that was a designated camp for that year, 53.
What were the problems?
And one day about halfway through that camp, I was out, they were doing squadron training, and I was out supervising the different squadrons and going visiting where they, the places they were working, doing tactical work, I think. And it was in a jeep, being driven, not by, unhappily, by a yeoman, but by, we had a few regular soldiers in, by a regular soldier from the Royal Dragoons, which was the regiment that we were, the regular regiment we were affiliated with, who were armed cars also at that time. And this fellow, while I was eating my sandwiches in between visiting squadrons, drove me slap into a car, running up a narrow Dorset road, and just firmly thrust me, I wasn't wearing a seatbelt, because there weren't seatbelt then, against the windscreen, where I broke my spectacles and got my eye full of glass. It was really the most unpleasant. And so I had to be evacuated and went in the ambulance, I think, from the camp to the Naval Hospital at Portsmouth, where I spent Hatler Naval Hospital, where I spent the rest of the camp and a bit more, having bits of broken glass fished out of my eye by the eye surgeon there. That was done quite successfully and so on. And then I went home. And in due course, they, I think quite wrongly, passed me A1, although this left eye, which is the one that got the eye full of glass, was permanently scarred, and it's never been as good since. I mean, I can't really read through it. And if I lost the sight of my right eye, I would be in trouble. Anyway, they passed me A1. By that time, my 3 years of command was up. And although they wanted me to stay on, I said, no. And Brian Thompson, who was a busy man, but was going to follow me, he did want me to have his command delayed too much. And so I said, no, I'm going to get barred. So I bowed out then, sometime between then and the gap the following year, when by which time Brian had taken over. And that was the end of my military career.
Do you keep up your contacts with the 5 and 4? I mean, the Regimental Association, are you still a member of that?
Oh, yes. I go to these dinners. Not every while, but I didn't very much at all the years I was working in London. But now that I'm back here, I go from time to time. Yes.
Is it important to you to meet your old comrades and, you know, some of the men who served in your squadron and in the crew?
The ones, that I knew one particularly enjoys meeting again, yes. Yes. Sometimes it's not all that easy to remember names. It has been a longish interval since last we saw them.
Thank you very much.